Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Whisper of the League. Chapter 1. The Tip-Off. It was nearly midnight when Emily Carter received the email. The newsroom at the Herald was nearly deserted. The hum of the air conditioning the only sound as Emily's fingers flew over the keyboard. Her inbox pinged, and she opened the email out of habit. The message was brief, but disturbing. Callaway is hiding millions in offshore accounts. Check the Cayman records. It was unsigned. Emily closed the email and leaned back in her chair, staring at the screen. Her heart pounded with a mix of excitement and trepidation. Richard Callaway was a powerful conservative politician with an impeccable public image. Such an accusation could shake the very foundations of his career and the political landscape that night. She printed the email and hurried to her editor, Josh Lang. Josh was leaning back in his chair, feet up on his cluttered desk, flipping through a stack of papers. "Josh, you need to see this," she said, handing him the printout. Josh's eyes scanned the paper. "An anonymous tip?" "Emily, you know how unreliable these can be," he said, not looking up. "I know, but something about this feels real," Emily insisted. "At least let me check it out. It's worth investigating." Josh sighed. "All right. But tread carefully. Callaway has powerful friends. This could blow up in our faces." Emily nodded, already gathering her things. She had no time to waste. The underground parking garage was dimly lit and eerily quiet when Emily arrived for her meeting. She kept glancing over her shoulder, every shadow and echo amplifying her fear. She finally spotted a figure standing by a concrete pillar. "Are you the one who sent the email?" Emily asked, trying to keep her voice steady. The informant stayed in the shadows, face obscured. "Yes, but I can't stay long. Callaway's involved in something bigger than you think. There's a group called the Sovereign League. They control everything from behind the scenes. If they catch wind of your investigation, they won't hesitate to eliminate you." Emily's stomach turned. "Why should I believe you?" The informant stepped closer. "Because I used to work for them. They have eyes everywhere. Be careful." He handed her a flash drive before disappearing into the darkness. Gripping the flash drive, Emily knew she had to be more cautious. She returned to her apartment, locked the door, and plugged in the drive. The files contained financial records, transactions linking Callaway to shell companies in the Cayman Islands. Emily's mind raced. She needed more proof and allies. She couldn't do this alone. The next step was clear. She needed a private investigator. Chapter 2. Into the Shadows. The morning air was brisk as Emily walked into James Monroe's detective agency. The bell above the door chimed, and a man in his 40s with sharp eyes and a no-nonsense demeanor looked up from his desk. "I need your help," Emily began without preamble. "I'm investigating a politician named Richard Callaway, and I've uncovered evidence of financial corruption tied to a group called the Sovereign League." Monroe leaned forward, intrigued. "That's quite an accusation. What do you have?" Emily handed him the flash drive. "These are financial records linking Callaway to offshore accounts. I need you to dig deeper, find any connection that proves his involvement and this Sovereign League." Monroe nodded, pocketing the drive. "Consider it done. But you should be careful. If this league is as powerful as you say, they won't take kindly to being exposed." Later that evening, Emily donned a designer dress and made her way to an upscale fundraiser where Callaway was the guest of honor. The ballroom was filled with New York's elite, the air filled with the clinking of glasses and soft chatter. Emily moved through the crowd, spotting Callaway surrounded by admirers. She discreetly switched on a recording device hidden in her purse and approached a group of guests discussing business. To her luck, Callaway soon joined them. "So, Richard," one man asked, How are things going with the new projects? Calloway smirked. Everything's on track. Thanks to some creative financial arrangements. Emily's pulse quickened. She subtly turned the purse towards Calloway, hoping to capture every word. One of Calloway's aides suddenly glanced her way, eyes narrowing. Emily's heart skipped a beat. She turned quickly and mingled with a different group, hoping she hadn't aroused too much suspicion. Back at her apartment, Emily listened to the recording. It wasn't concrete evidence but hinted strongly enough at Calloway's unethical conduct. She needed more. Monroe contacted her the next day with good news. Emily, I found transactions linking Calloway to several mysterious shell companies, all leading back to the Sovereign League. Emily's relief was palpable. Great work, Monroe. This could be the break we need. Be cautious, Monroe warned. These people don't play by the rules. We've made strides, but they'll come after us if they feel threatened. True to his word, Calloway appeared at another high-profile event. That very evening, Emily positioned herself nearby, trying to gather more evidence while staying under the radar. However, the evening took a dangerous turn when she noticed several men in suits, clearly bodyguards, keeping a watchful eye on her. Her phone buzzed with a text from Monroe. Leave now. You're being watched. Emily's stomach knotted. She made her way to the exit, managing to slip past the guards. Adrenaline surged as she sprinted to her car, realizing just how perilous her investigation had become. Chapter 3. Unseen Threats. Back at the Herald, Emily and Monroe sifted through the additional evidence they had gathered. The picture was slowly coming together, but they needed something irrefutable to convince Josh and put it all on the front page. Emily's phone rang. It was Monroe. I've found connections to offshore accounts that tie everything back to the Sovereign League, but it's still circumstantial. We need hard evidence. Let's meet at the office and go over it, Emily suggested. We're running out of time. As she made her way there, a sense of unease settled over her. Something felt off. When she arrived, she found Monroe slumped at his desk, his head bleeding from a vicious attack. Oh my God, James! Emily rushed to his side, her breath ragged with panic. Monroe groaned, eyes fluttering open. They found me, he mumbled. Tried to take the evidence. Emily's fury surged. We're going to expose them, James. I promise. Later that evening, Emily stormed into Josh's office, slamming Monroe's findings onto his desk. We have enough to run the story. This can't wait any longer. Josh picked up the papers, his face unreadable as he scanned them. Emily, this is substantial, but we need irrefutable proof. If we publish and can't back it up, we're done for. Emily's frustration was palpable. What more do we need, Josh? These people are dangerous. They've already attacked Monroe. Josh sighed. We need first-hand accounts, testimony. Something to make this bulletproof. As Emily exited the building, her nerves were on edge. She sensed she was being followed, and her paranoia wasn't unfounded. A black sedan idled at the curb as she walked briskly to her car. Just as she reached for the door handle, the sedan's engine revved, and the car sped towards her. She dived to the side, narrowly avoiding being hit as the car screeched away. Her heart raced, sweat dripping down her face. She couldn't keep running. She had to go into hiding until she could present her findings safely. Early the next morning, Emily packed a bag and drove to a secluded cabin on the outskirts of the city, a place where she could work on her story without the constant threat of being found. She set up her laptop and began piecing together the final article, adding every detail she and Monroe had uncovered. The next days were filled with anxiety and sleepless nights. Emily's phone never stopped buzzing with updates from Monroe, who continued recovering from his injuries. But each time a car passed, or a branch rustled, her heart skipped a beat, fearing the Sovereign League had found her. Emily needed federal protection to ensure her safety and the credibility of her story. She reached out to an old contact at the FBI, hoping for deliverance. Chapter 4. Truth Unveiled. Emily paced nervously in a small office at the FBI's New York headquarters. "Thank you for meeting with me," she said as Special Agent Rick Larson reviewed the evidence she laid out before him. "This is serious," Larson remarked. "If what you're saying is true, this could bring down Calloway and expose the Sovereign League. We'll offer you protection. But we need full cooperation and every piece of evidence you have." Emily nodded. "Agreed. But we need to move quickly. My life is in danger." With federal protection in place, Emily called a press conference to reveal her findings. The room buzzed with anticipation as journalists and news cameras focused on her. "I have proof that Richard Calloway has embezzled millions through offshore accounts and is supported by a clandestine organization known as the Sovereign League," Emily began. "We have financial records, witness testimony, and verified transactions connecting Calloway to these illegal activities." The room erupted in questions. Emily answered, laying out every incriminating detail. The uproar was immediate and widespread, the media storming Calloway's office for statements. Later that night, as Emily watched the fallout on the news, there was a knock at her door. She hesitated, gun in hand for protection. When she opened the door, FBI agents filed in, escorting Calloway in handcuffs. "You did it, Emily," Larson said with a nod. "He's under arrest, and we're dismantling the Sovereign League as we speak. Great job." But the triumph was short-lived. The next morning, Emily was summoned to the Herald's offices. She walked in to find Josh sitting at his desk, his face stern. "Emily, we need to talk," he said, motioning for her to sit. "What's this about?" she asked, her stomach knotting. "There's been an internal investigation," Josh said, eyes hard. "The evidence points to someone within the Herald tipping off the Sovereign League." Emily's heart sank. "Who?" Josh sighed, leaning back. "It's complicated, Emily. This is going to hit you hard." Before he could continue, the FBI agents burst in, flanking Josh. Larson stepped forward. "Josh Lang, you're under arrest for conspiracy and aiding the Sovereign League." Emily's mind reeled. "Josh? But..." Larson grimly explained. "He was their inside man, feeding them information." Josh smirked, his facade collapsing as he was led away. Emily's shock turned to a grim understanding. She had been so close to the truth all along, but never suspected how deeply it cut. As they escorted Josh out, he turned to Emily. "You really did a thorough job, Carter. I underestimated you." Emily stood in stunned silence, realizing the unexpected twist made sense. The trust she placed in Josh had been her blind spot, something she should have foreseen given everything she had uncovered.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.